Ladies and gentlemen, the editor...
Just how accommodating folks are. Why, they'll mind your children or your dog anytime. And...
Rogers of the Gazette, offering you again transcribed another heartwarming story of a country newspaper and its friendly editor, and starring Will Rogers, Jr.
I'm Doc Clemens, a friend of Will's. I can't really argue that point with Will. Of course, my old grandmother used to say that if folks quit talking about each other, the only thing left for them would be to talk about themselves. And it's touch and go which is the least desirable. If you talk about other people, you're a gossip. If you talk about yourself, you're a bore. It's kind of hard to know which way to turn. I tell you the truth, though, since the first of the year, there's been a lot of talk about Will here in Elyria. There's something troubling him. And he either can't talk about it or he won't. And it isn't so much that his friends are curious as it is that they'd like to help him if they could.
What do you suppose it is, Doc?
I don't know, Maggie. Will hasn't said enough to me in the past 2 weeks for me even to suppose what's eating at him. How long's he been over there?
We're sitting over in the square?
Yes.
Since before I came to work this morning. He sits on the bench by the bird bath for a while, and he gets up, kicks a little gravel, walks around a while. Next thing I know, he's sitting down again.
That's funny. I've known him a little over 5 years now, but I've never known him to go completely silent this way.
I was so sure he'd talk to you. I didn't really mind him being all sealed up around me, but if he won't talk to you, I'm really worried.
Have you come right out and asked him what's wrong?
A couple of times. He just says, oh, nothing.
It seems to me this all dates back to that trip he took into the city right after New Year's.
Yeah, it does. Because remember, we were all at Hazelboro's open house New Year's Day.
That's right.
And Will was just like he always is. Then the next day, I came down here to the office and I found a note from him saying he'd gone to the city for a day or so. He didn't say for what or anything. For all I know, he took a vow of silence while he was there.
You know, Maggie, I think Will's coming up to a big decision. And if we're really his friends, we'll let him work it out his own way and tell us about it when he's ready to.
I guess if he felt he needed us, he'd come to us, wouldn't he?
I'm sure he would. And you listen to me, young lady. Don't you let this get a grip on you. We can't do Will any good worrying about him.
Have you got a pill for that, Doctor?
No, but I'll work on one.
We'll work on two. I could use a double dose of something that says I don't have to love him so much.
I'm afraid all I can prescribe are some old bromides. Would you like a little absence makes the heart grow fonder? Or maybe you'd like that. All things come to him who waits.
I'm a lot more concerned about her who waits.
Oh, now, you're not serious, are you, Maggie? I mean, does Will act like he's in love?
Doc, I'd be the last person in the world to know what Will acts like when he's in love. Do you think he's in love?
Well, I don't know. All I think is that it's time I took some of my own advice and quit stewing till I know what I'm stewing about.
Uh-oh. Oh, excuse me, Doc. Elyria Weekly Gazette. Oh, hi, Harriet. No, but I can get him in a hurry if you want him. Oh, all right, I'll tell him. Yeah, sure. Thanks, Harriet.
Anything wrong, Maggie?
Who knows? Harriet just said to tell Will that the number he called in the city still doesn't answer.
Oh. Well, I'm not doing any good here, and I've got some calls to make. So, now, mind you, Maggie, I'm not one to pry, but if you do get any idea...
If I do, I'll let you know, Doc.
Yes, yes, will you do it? Yes, well, thanks. Well, meanwhile, now, you're not to worry, you hear?
Well, I'll stay just as calm as you are, Doc.
Hi, Doc.
Well, why, hello, Will. Oh, Will, imagine running into you here in the square.
Small world, isn't it?
Well, I guess I'm getting old. Only reason I came this way was to save a few steps coming through the square like this. I guess I must have saved myself about a half a block on the way to Wiley Church's office.
Yeah, I guess you do at that.
Well, that's the only reason I came this way.
Well, as far as I know, the square's still public property.
Last I heard, it was, too.
Of course, Wiley may have some plan about it, like he does about straightening out Grove Street. Well, what's the matter with the good councilman?
Oh, just a headache, I think.
Well, now you go fix up this one, because I've got a bigger headache waiting for him.
How's that?
I'd prefer it if Wiley read it in the paper this week, but I'll tell you about it, providing you share the Gazette's position that Grove Street is the prettiest street in town just the way it is. Every winding, jogging foot of it.
Yes. Well, I'm a status quo man as regards Grove Street, Will.
Oh, good. Well, now, I don't know what Wiley's angle is entirely, but if he succeeds in talking the council into straightening out Grove Street, he's apt to find that his own house will be sitting right smack in the middle of the new street.
You sure about that, Will?
Well, as near as I can figure, the new line of Grove Street would enter his house at just about the side door and come out just about his breakfast room. As soon as I get some things straight in my own mind, I'm going to talk to some of the boys in the highway department and get them to survey it.
Well, how'd you come to figure this out?
I've been doing a little walking lately. Night sometimes, sometimes early in the morning. If my naked eye serves me at all, that's where old Wiley's house is going to end up. Right in the middle of the new Grove Street.
Yes, well, you having trouble sleeping these nights, son?
Yeah, a little.
Oh, you're pretty worried about Grove Street, are you?
Well, I wouldn't say I was worried about it.
Well, not enough to lose sleep over it, anyway.
No.
Well, then, assuming you're losing sleep over something, I can rest assured it was not Grove Street.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Say, you know, son, if I don't go along to Wiley's office right this minute, I just might forget the only reason I came this way across the square was to save a few steps. Good morning to you, Will.
So long, Doc. Hi, Maggie.
Oh, morning, Will. How do you feel?
Okay.
That's nice.
How do you feel?
Oh, fine. It's fine, thanks.
That's nice.
Oh, I almost forgot. Harriet called a while back. She said that number in the city still didn't answer.
Well, maybe that's just as well.
She'll probably keep trying it.
That's okay.
If you'd rather she didn't, I could tell her to cancel it.
No, that's all right.
I guess you're writing this week's editorial, huh?
Nope.
Oh.
What did you say?
I said, oh.
Oh. Oh?
That's what I said.
Say, what the heck's the matter with you?
With me?
Yeah, with you. And with Doc and with half the rest of the people in town. All of a sudden, everybody's acting as strange as can be.
Everybody out of step but you, huh?
Yeah, that's just about the way it is. Well, I ran into Doc over in the square by the bird bath, and we got to talking about this Wiley Church proposal of straightening out Grove Street, and pretty soon he rushed off kind of flustered, and, well, frankly, he didn't make much sense to me.
Well, he was probably unnerved by the fact that you talked to him at all.
What kind of a silly remark is that?
Will, what's the matter with you? You've been preoccupied and silent ever since you went to the city right after New Year's. All your friends are worried sick about you. They want to help you, but they don't know how.
Well, there's one sure way they can help me anytime, and that's to quit acting so peculiar.
Well, God...
I'm going out for a while. Harriet, this is Will.
From a payphone?
Yes, from a payphone. Now, will you try that number in the city again for me?
What's the matter? Your phone at the office out of order?
No, it works fine. I'm just calling from another phone, that's all.
Don't want Maggie to know about it, huh?
Well, will you try the number again, huh?
Well, I've been trying it, Will, every 20 minutes since early morning, and I tell you, there's no answer there.
Well, try it just once more while I'm on the line. And if we don't get an answer this time, I'll cancel a call.
All right, if you say so. Hang on while I wrangle with the well-modulated voice in long distance.
Okay.
You still there, Will?
Yeah, sure.
It's ringing. I'll bet you 2-1 it's D.A.
Never mind.
Well, who is this Wallace Buffum, anyway?
An old friend.
You give up?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I do.
For good, or are we going to dance like this again before the day's out?
Oh, just cancel it, Harriet. Forget the whole thing ever came up, huh?
Don't apologize to me, Will. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Well, here's your dime back, Will.
Thanks. Bye, Harriet.
Bye, Will.
Back so soon?
Yeah, Maggie, I'm sorry I yelled around a while ago. I didn't mean to. I mean, it's nothing personal.
It's all right. I yelled a little myself. It's good for you every once in a while.
Well, that's what I was writing before I blew up.
Oh, dear subscriber, our records show that you are indebted to the Elyria Weekly Gazette in the amount of blank. This is to notify you that if we are not in receipt of payment in full within 1 week's time, proper steps will be taken.
Think it'll scare anyone into paying us?
Nope.
Oh.
Seems to me you wrote one very much like this about a year ago.
I write one very much like this every year at this time, and practically nothing ever happens. Do you realize that almost everyone in Elyria owes us money?
I certainly do. I keep the books, don't I?
Well, for the last few nights, I've had occasion to give those books a pretty close study. And it's just ridiculous the way some of those bills are mounting up. Now, by golly, there's got to be a crackdown around here.
Wonderful. When do we start?
Right now. Folks act like I run some sort of a philanthropic enterprise. They don't realize that I've got creditors, too.
Well, I don't know what they realize, but I love it when you talk like this.
Okay, let's get going.
Uh-huh. Let's see now. Eve Moran knows us about as much as anybody. I guess we might as well start with him.
Now, the thing to do is just get tough and quit trying to be a good fella and tell him we've got to pay up or else... Did you say Eve Moran?
Well, he owes us $45.29.
Yeah, I see here he does.
Well, that covers a couple of ads he ran last summer and his own subscription for, golly, well, almost 2 years.
Uh-huh. And then he sent his subscriptions to his boys in Korea, remember?
Uh-huh.
Let's see that book, Maggie. Stella Selkirk, she owes almost as much as Eve, $41.75.
Oh, that much?
Yeah. I guess most of it's for that want ad she's been running for so long, about doing laundry and ironing in her own home.
Poor Stella. She's had an awful run of bad luck. Ben was sick so long before he died, and I guess it's sort of hard raising all those kids on laundry work alone.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Understand, I'm not saying Stella shouldn't pay up. If she could, then Eve, too.
And all the rest of them in the book here. You know, Maggie, that's what's wrong. We could go right down this list of names now and give each other good reasons why every one of these people can't pay the Gazette.
Yeah, we could, couldn't we, Will?
Darn it. That's what's wrong with a small town. You know, too dad blamed much about people.
You care too much about them because they're your friends.
Yeah, that too. I'm a lousy businessman, aren't I, Maggie?
I'm afraid you are. You're a great editor, but a lousy businessman. I hate to agree with you.
It's all right. Well, I guess this is the conclusion I've been fighting for the last couple of weeks. All I really needed was a collaborating witness.
I don't think I understand, Will.
Well, I hope you will, Maggie. I've decided to sell the Gazette.
Listening to Rogers of the Gazette, starring Mr. Will Rogers, Jr. We'll return to our story in just a moment, but first, Financial emergencies are no longer a burden to those who have been saving regularly the United States Savings Bond way. Be wise. Do what they have done. You too can save through the payroll savings plan where you work or the bond a month plan at your bank. Either way, United States Savings Bonds pay 3% interest when held to maturity. And now we continue with the second act of Rogers of the Gazette.
Will, I don't believe you. Sell the Gazette.
Makes sense, after you think about it for a while. I know I haven't thought of anything else since the first of the year.
Well, I'm sure you know what you're doing. I'm sorry, but I can't get used to the idea. You sure, Will?
I think it's the only thing to do. Now, we know, and we've just proved it again, that I'm the world's worst businessman. Carrying people on the books for years, that's no way to run a business.
What's the deal, Will?
Well, no, I think it's a pretty good one, Maggie. I sell them the Gazette outright and get a pretty good figure. Then I'm going to stay on as editor at a nice salary. You stay, John stays. I decide on my own editorial policy just like I always have, and they operate the business end.
Hey, that is a good deal.
Well, they know how to handle advertisers, which I don't, and we'll be able to use their news facilities if we want to.
Whose news and we facilities? You haven't said who they are.
Oh, haven't I?
No.
Well, I thought I had. It's the Randall chain. You know, they've got the Star in the City and the News in the Capital,
you
the ones that have the press down...
You've got to be kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
You're going to sell out to the same Randall chain that controls the state?
Now, wait a minute, Maggie. I don't like that term, sell out. I told you that I'd still be running my own editorial
you
policy.
You want to bet? Why, you've stood up against them in every major state fight for the last 5 years.
And I will again every time I don't agree with them, which I'll admit is most of the time. But now, I've thrashed out this whole thing with Wally when I was in the city. And I tell you, it's a clear-cut agreement. The editorial side is all mine.
I hope you're right. Believe me, I hope you are. I know Wally Buffum's a friend of yours.
Yeah, and he also knows where I stand on things.
Well, I think that's all very friendly, only I'll have to see it to believe it.
Why, Maggie, I'm surprised at you.
That makes it unanimous. Now it's my turn to go cool my heels a while.
Oh, I didn't answer my phone in the city because I was driving up here to see you.
Your timing's pretty good, Wally. I've been giving your proposition a lot of thought.
I hope so, Will. I think you know how sincere our offer is, and it's been my experience that you shouldn't let these things drag on. It's either a good idea or it isn't.
I guess it's one or the other, all right.
Mm.
I tell you, Wally, now I'd kind of like you to refresh my memory on a few of the particulars we talked about.
You mean the figures, the sale price, your salary as editor?
No, I... Matter of fact, I don't seem to have a bit of trouble remembering the money involved.
Well, the other terms were... Well, here. Might as well get the official language while we're at it. I had this drawn up just tentatively, of course, after our talk a couple of weeks ago. Here, it's your copy.
Thanks.
That's just a rough, Will, but it seemed to me to include the meat of our discussion.
It does say in here that as editor, I will have complete control of the editorial policy of the Gazette.
Well, doesn't it? That's what I meant for it to say.
Maybe that's what it says. At least that's the way it seems to read, anyway.
Yeah, you'd probably want a lawyer to look it over before you sign it. Might want the language changed here and there. We could work that out, I'm sure.
Yeah. As long as that's what it said, why, we could work it out.
A little further down there, it says where we operate the business and advertising side.
Well, Wally, you know what I think would be a good idea?
What?
Now, first, let me tell you right now that I'm favorably disposed to the idea of selling the Gazette. But do you think we could agree to a sort of a trial period?
What, you mean operate for a week or two, say, just as if the agreement were firm, only it isn't?
No, that's right. Kind of an option, on both sides.
Uh-huh.
Now, 2 weeks might be a fair length of time. It might take more or less, but it'll give each of us a good chance to try it out.
Well, I think that's all right, Will. Of course, I'd have to check with Mr. Randall, but I'm sure to be okay. Then I'd expect to stick around here, keep an eye on the business side.
Yeah, I'd want you to, and then when you take a look at those books. Now, don't say I didn't warn you. I'm a lousy businessman. Well, okay. Shake on it?
Shake on it. Mr. Randall says okay. It's a deal.
Now, Maggie, just settle down.
You've got yourself an estate, and there's no need for it.
Well, I feel like a first-class heel. First of all, I can't be splendid about it. To Will, I have to say a few thousand words against his selling the paper.
Now. Will would expect you to speak your mind. He always has.
And then I come running to you to blab out the whole story before Will got a chance to tell you himself.
Well, now, that's not very serious.
Will's a big boy. He doesn't need my very free-flowing advice about whether or not to sell to the Randall chain. But, darn it, Will is the Gazette, and the Gazette belongs in Elyria, just the way it is.
But if Will says he'll retain editorial control, I don't see how the Gazette'll change much, Maggie. Except maybe to be solvent for once.
Oh, the Randalls won't stand still for Will's position on state issues, county issues, that sort of thing. They never have. Why would they now?
I can't answer that for you. But I know this. Will wouldn't sell his integrity.
Oh, I'm not worried about Will's integrity. I'm worried about the Randalls. If they've changed on any basic issues, they'll have to show me.
Now, Maggie, you may be right as rain, but it seems to me you've got to give this thing a chance. And if Will thinks this is the right move for him to make, we've got to give Will a chance.
You're right, Doc. I know that.
Of course. Now, you run on back to your office and try not to get riled without due cause.
All right. Only nothing says I've got to quit thinking. And if I get any ideas...
Well, make them good ideas. And if they're really good, let me know.
That's a promise.
Check the proof on the back page, Maggie?
Mm-hmm. It's okay. I'm checking the want ads right now.
Fine. Say, when you get a chance, will you look over my editorial? You haven't read it yet, have you?
No, I haven't. I will, though, right away.
Well, time enough when you finish what you're doing. I'd just like to know what you think of it.
Okay. By the way, where's Wally?
Up front. Still trying to make our red figures black, as far as I know.
Oh, I just wondered. I see Stella Selkirk's ad for laundry works on the proof here. Did she pay her bill?
I don't know. I don't think so. I'll check with Wally. I'm going up front anyway.
Well, let me know so I can give the page to John, will you?
You bet, Maggie. How you coming, Wally?
Almost through. You know, Will, I'm surprised you've kept your head above water as long as you have. Man, is there anyone in town who doesn't owe you money?
A few. You think it's worth salvaging?
Sure I do. I also think I could retire if I collected it all.
Oh, I almost forgot. Did you make some arrangement with Stella Selkirk about the money she owes? Reason I ask, we want to know whether to run her want ad again this week.
No, don't run it.
Oh, she doesn't want us to?
We don't want her to. She said she'd try to pay a little at a time, but there's no sense running her bill higher while she does it.
I guess not. Sure does need work, you know. Got a flock of kids, a lot of bills.
And one of them's our bill, don't forget. You're not interfering with the business side, are you, Will?
Nope. That's up to you, Wally. And you're welcome to it.
Will, I think it's wonderful. It's just what ought to be said, and you said it just the right way.
Oh, well, good, Maggie. I'm glad you agree with me.
You write something deathless, did you, Will?
It's only great, Wally. Here, before you...
Oh, have... I don't think Wally'd be interested, Maggie. Just a local problem. He wouldn't know anything about it.
Oh, let me see. It's bound to make better reading than those books of yours I've been going over.
You really had one of the highway engineers survey Grove Street,
yep.
Will?
And it proves I got a pretty good eye. He swears that if it was to be straightened out like old Wiley's advocating, Wiley's own house would be sitting right smack in the middle of the street.
Wait till Wiley sees this. He'll flip his lid.
Yeah, but now what I didn't say in the editorial, but what I suspect, and I'm going to check on it, is that Wiley knew all along and figured to sell his property to the town at a pretty good figure. And if somebody's got a plan, like I think they have, about making this new Grove Street a connecting link with a new highway, well, Our boy Wiley's going to have a real fight on his hands.
Will, I don't like to say this, except maybe you don't know who this Wiley Church is exactly.
Wiley? Why, he's been on the town council a couple of years now. I see him practically every day.
Will, sure, I know. Will, Wiley Church is J.B. Randall's brother-in-law.
Oh. Well, I didn't know that. Did you, Maggie?
No, I didn't.
Well, you better get back to work. Old John out there will be raising Cain, looking
for cars. Will, no. Wait a minute.
Huh?
Will, it wouldn't be a good idea to run that editorial.
Wally, if you let it go right there, I'm going to forget that you just said that.
Now, listen, be sensible. I don't give a hoot about it, but J.B. will. Now, this isn't a big thing to you, Will.
It's getting bigger all the time, Wally. It's going to run just as it is, because that's exactly how I feel.
Okay, only don't expect J.B. to like it.
I don't care whether he likes it or not. Now, either I run the editorial side or I don't.
Of course you run it, only like I said, this isn't a big thing, Will. There's no moral issue at stake. You're not compromising anything. This is just a matter of judgment, that's all.
I think it is a big thing. I think there is a moral issue at stake, and I think I would be compromising a great deal if I didn't print this exactly as I see it.
You know what this will mean, don't you?
I know what it means, Wally. It means the deal is off.
I'm afraid it does, Will.
Well, but you and I can still shake hands, can't we, Wally? Just friend to friend.
Sure, Will. You bet we can.
Thanks. Well, Maggie?
It'll work, Will. Stella can do your laundry till the bill's paid, and you can take Eve Moran's bill out and trade it as grocery. And when people learn you nearly sold out, they'll start paying up.
Well, at least I'd be clean and well-fed.
And your own boss, Will.
Yeah. And yours, too. Miss Button, back to work.
Yes, sir, Mr. Rogers.
You have just heard Rogers of the Gazette, starring Mr. Will Rogers, Jr., with Georgia Ellis as Maggie Button. Our original story by Ray Gibson and script by Kathleen Height was produced and transcribed by Norman MacDonald. Featured in the cast were Howard McNair, John Daner, and Vivi Janis. The special music was composed by Renee Garagank and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. With this broadcast, Rogers of the Gazette leaves the air with the hope to return again very soon. Friday nights, there's something new on CBS Radio. Stan Freberg, who fought the dragon to a standstill on St. George and the Dragonette, is the star of a gay new comedy series, That's Rich. Be sure to hear That's Rich Friday nights on most of these same stations. Roy Rowan speaking. Friday nights, enjoy a full hour Arthur Godfrey Digest on the CBS Radio Network.